It's time for Let's Chat with Rustite, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustite. Everybody, and welcome back to Let's Chat with Rustite. My name is Nick, and today we have a very, very special guest with us. The guest we have on is a good friend of mine for a lot of years, and technically, legally, still kind of my cousin, but that's a story for another day. So the guest we have is actually one of my very first clients when we started back in 2017. And he's stuck with us ever since, and it's been a great partnership, and he's been a great client ever since. So, everybody, welcome Sean Aldridge to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Nick.
Not a problem. So, Sean, I don't want to tell your story. You obviously know your story better than I do. So, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Okay, let's see. Where can we start? I went to school for accounting. I'm an accountant. I'm a CPA, CGA. So I started at Brock University way back in 1998. So that's how old I am, I guess. You can kind of figure out from there.
We always hate going that far back.
Whatever. So yeah, I got my bachelor's degree. Then I, after that one, got my CGA, and then that turned into a CPA CGA when all the professional accounting bodies merged back in, I think it was 2014. But yeah, so I'm a CPA. I've been in practice, like practicing with a bunch of local firms for, it was about 15-ish years I was doing it. Like I was at first a co-op student, then I became a staff accountant, then up to a manager. But yeah, so I was there at a couple local firms for a bit. And I started dabbling with a little bit of cloud accounting. That's now where, I guess, where we're going to go now, I guess, this discussion a little bit, I guess. But yeah, I was with a lot of the firms I was with before were very traditional. Like it was very paper. There's paper, Excel spreadsheets. They're using the desktop applications. And it was fine and dandy for a long time. But once the cloud stuff got into came into fruition, it was like, yeah, I think it's time to adopt because we can get information quicker for clients. That's my thought process, at least, on it.
Absolutely. I kind of, yeah, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, but especially accounting, and this kind of opens you up to a lot more options in cloud accounting. You can kind of work, instead of just being local, you can actually work with people from all over the province and all over the country, for that matter.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I don't have anyone really outside of Windsor Essex County at the moment, but you're absolutely right. I could take on clients throughout Ontario, Canada, if I really want to. Yes, I think my main focus right now is definitely Ontario. Like, but Windsor Essex County. If I can land a couple clients in Toronto area, fantastic. But I like staying local because at least I could then develop those proper relationships still with the clients.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about. Now, the really cool thing was you started with like a local firm that's a decent size, and then you kind of ventured off. Actually, when you hired us, the goal was to, within a year, you wanted to kind of venture out on your own and make a name for yourself. Yep. And the cool thing was we did that a lot quicker than we set out to. So. Yep. What made you want to kind of be that entrepreneur and do it on your own as opposed to working for another local firm?
It's an interesting story. The thing was, the practice where I used to be at, they're fantastic people. I can't bash them. They gave me lots of opportunities. They allowed me to get my license to help with audit engagements and stuff like that. But back then, I felt like I was getting passed over a lot to get to partner level there. That was the big issue. Again, great people. Who knows what the reasoning was. It doesn't really matter to me now. But yeah, you're right. I signed on with you back, I think it was the spring of 2017. And the whole plan at the time was just, let's just create a page to showcase just myself. That's all. Show them a CPA, show that I can help people out there. Even though I was still employed with a local firm. But yeah, the intention was, like you said, was to eventually, if things didn't work out, I could start my practice eventually full time. Really. But it was a couple stepping stones back then, though. Originally, though, like I started off, I got lucky and got an opportunity with my in-laws at the time to become a controller, which kind of bridged the gap a bit. So that controller position allowed me to start my practice on a part-time basis, and then use you more so, Rest Tech, to help build up my social media as well at the same time. And then now, 3 years later, after that step, I'm full-time now, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and that's such a cool process too. And because eventually it was getting out on your own, but right at that bridge, as you said, it was kind of the point where you were ready to start on your own, but then the controller position opened up, which was kind of cool for you too, because you had the opportunity to do a lot more work and take on more clients for Oldridge Accounting, but then you also mm-hmm. still had your quote unquote 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And the cool thing was it was with family and they let you use the office space.
That's correct. for meetings, yes.
And absolutely, then to have that benefit to be working for family. Now, so just in the past month, less than a month now, you've actually made that transition to go out on your own, and now you're a full-time accountant for Aldridge Accountant mm-hmm. Accounting. Now, how is that? How did that come about to leaving AutoMax to running your practice full-time now?
A lot of it came about because of COVID, I'll be honest. It opened a lot of our eyes, like as a family, probably everywhere around here, like businesses in general, but like specifically my family, it opened our eyes in a lot of different ways where it was like, okay, I can do this remotely. We can make it work financially even too. Like, so, but in the end, my wife basically swapped positions, came over to AutoMax, took mine, which made the training process really easy. So they didn't really lose anybody there. And for those of you who don't know, my wife is also a CPA. And been able to do it, go remotely, head on with the practice since then. It was, but COVID opened our eyes, I think. I don't know if it would have happened without COVID.
And I think that's the other cool thing too, is, I mean, COVID's not cool anymore.
No, we know that,
shape or form, but it opened that door and it made you realize that this is something you could do, because with COVID and like with a lot of people, the transition from going into working in an office to working at home, it opened up a lot of doors, and especially for you guys now. And like you said, the training was really easy because it went from you to your wife, and now you're still on the hook, I'm sure, for ongoing questions and help and support as you go on.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now that you've made that transition, and now that you're working from home and doing Oldridge Accounting full time, which is absolutely awesome, not only for yourself but for your clients and for the community, because you're able to take on more and offer a lot more support. What do you see happening in the next year to 5 years for Oldridge Accounting?
I can see a lot of growth. Like my plan is, there'll be some, obviously with the situation right now, with the pandemic, networking's a little tricky. You got to do it virtually pretty much if you're going to do any of that at the moment. I'm involved with boards too. A lot of my client base, my growth comes from referrals pretty much, I'll be honest. Like a lot of it does. And I made some awesome connections through different boards I've been on in the past. And then the clients I've helped out as well, I've been sending me work too, which is fantastic. But yeah, I want to become, like the goal is to become a practice that's still pretty small in a way. I don't want to go huge. I want to keep it pretty local. Maybe like down the road, a couple years from now, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 staff. Like keep it small. Like I don't want to go grow humongous. I want to be able to serve my clients well in Windsor Essex County, pretty much.
Absolutely, and that's the one thing. The bigger, and you see a lot of companies do the same. And being with my past in the beer industry, I always go back to using Steelback Brewery, which was Frank D'Angelo, who was involved with the NHL and then started a brewery. And he started out with a great product and a great idea, and then he just grew so big so fast. And that just killed the brewery. And you see that with a lot of businesses. The bigger you grow, the faster you do it, the harder it becomes. And you're taking things like that perfect step, like getting your footing, getting your ground, and really becoming a member of the community and helping out the community. And for example, you're on the board and the, what's, I don't know what the proper term is, you're the accountant a charity?
I'm a treasurer. So I'm the treasurer for the Welcome Center Shelter for Women here in Windsor.
Yeah, and getting your foot in the door and doing things like that really, really does a lot for the community. And it shows that you're not in it for the money. You're here to actually help others and be a part of the community, which is a really cool story.
Yep. And I've been involved with bowling as well for a long time, five pin bowling. I was on the board for Western Ontario for about a decade.
Those that don't know, five pin bowling is a real bowling sport, unlike the American version that you see. And Sean and I both bowled for a number of years, separate bowling alleys as we were kids.
Yes.
But actually, we bowled on the same competitive league for a number of years on Friday nights for a while until I stepped back from bowling. But and not only were you on the Western Ontario board, but you also coach YBC kids program.
Yep, both in Windsor and back in my days in Harrow as well too. I coached there
when Harrow had a house.
Harrow had a bowling alley. Yeah,
our bowling alley. Yeah, we as bowlers we call them houses.
Yes.
The different houses for bowling, but yeah, like, and it just shows that you're not in it for the money. You're in it to help the community, and you're in it for
want to help money, people, to be honest.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing with the branding and everything we've come up with. And you're the superhero accountant, and Dave Duke, who's a comic artist, I guess you would call it.
Yep.
He draws comics, and he came up with the superhero Sean with the OA Aldridge Accounting logo, which absolutely love, because you don't want to fit that mold of the professional accountant that's in a suit and up in his office all day long.
Oh, yeah. I would never wear a shirt and tie, Nick. Never.
But you're out to have fun and enjoy it and kind of break that mold of and that stereotype of the accountant, the old man accountant. And not that we're old.
No.
We got a long ways to go. But you're breaking that mold and having fun with it. And that's something that's you don't see very often. It's something I really enjoy about it. Especially from a marketing perspective, you can have a lot more fun with a superhero and logo than just a strict
calculator.
You can only do so much with a calculator. Awesome. Well, Sean, I won't keep you very long. I really appreciate you coming on, and I had an awesome chat with you, as we do every day, all day, and I really enjoy chatting. But thanks for doing the podcast with us, and we can't wait for this to go live and for everybody to hear it.
Yep. Thanks, Nick.
Awesome. So we want to thank Sean from Aldridge County for coming on the podcast. And in the description below, you're going to find all of his social links, his website, and everything you need to know to get a hold of Sean. And if you need any accounting or bookkeeping help, he is definitely your guy. So thank you so much, Sean, for listening, and thank you everybody for chatting with us, and we'll see you again next week. Something I struggled with when I first started out was coming up with content, and not only coming up with content, but being consistent with coming up with great content for not only my own platforms, but for my clients as well. Now, this is something that you can not only use for yourself, but you can use this for your business as well. So if you want 30 days of content for free, head to info.rustechmedia.com/social media bundle and pick up your free copy of our 30 days of content.